From the American College of Financial Services, it's time for NextGen in 10. For the next 10 minutes, join our host, Alana Phillips, as she speaks with industry leaders and insightful guests about topics relevant to up-and-coming financial professionals.
It's Alana Phillips. I am here again with John Stattmuller, founder of Good Advisors Finish First. John, thanks for hanging out with me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Alana.
This next discussion we've teed up for our listeners, this Good Advisors Finish First concept, why it's necessary. So I really want to give them some stories, John, of how this is beneficial to the folks that are participating in the community, and probably some color on how we bring the right people together. But to set the stage for that, and I am still stuck on the Will Ferrell movie premiere of the John Stattmuller story that is going to change the perception of the industry, right? Because we have Wolf of Wall Street out there that is making people believe that that's what it's like to work here.
Yeah.
So hopefully that movie will come out. It'll help change the perception. What are some of the things, John, as you have started to work with the good advisors that band together, they're turning up the lights together. What is the story that demonstrates how this community is beneficial for them to participate in?
Certainly. And one of the things that I've come to realize, come to experience as we've started down this track is we've been running with some principles. Everyone's invited. Seating is limited. Mercy over justice. Everyone's invited. Practice size, tenure in the industry, firm affiliation. Everyone is invited. Seating is limited. It's not going to be for everyone. Not everyone is ready to participate in this type of an environment. Mercy over justice, in my mind, and I've said this, is it's not about piety. It's about efficiency. It's very inefficient to throw stones and look backwards. Let's look forward. In terms of the actual boots on the ground, the real value, what does it actually lead to? The seating is limited component is people are turned off by, generally the wrong people are turned off by a community that is open to collaborating and sharing with one another in full transparency. Our industry specifically, it's a lot still about ego, a lot about, I have this special, amazing secret sauce. And these are the things that I do that no one else in the industry could possibly do. What we're trying to do in terms of turning on the lights is call BS on a lot of those things. And there's a growing number of people who are willing to do so. I mentioned the mentality of abundance. And so things that you're seeing in the community, I mean, it's when I think back over my experience as a wholesaler, as a home office employee, supporting advisors, the value of what's being delivered is significant. Someone posting a comment, just a question. Hey, I have a client out in advisor in the Midwest. Post a question. I got a client out in New Jersey and I need a CPA referral. Within 30 minutes of putting out that request, like a dozen referrals come in. And what makes that efficient? If I were to throw that question or that comment out in another medium, first, people may never see it to begin with, because there's a lot of garbage and noise and other things that are out there. Secondly, even if they do, they're going to be, in some cases, competing with egos, competing with things that aren't necessarily in the best interest of the advisors. So you have to take all the suggestions, referrals with a grain of salt. In this case, this advisor got referrals and didn't even have to necessarily vet the CPAs, because the confidence was already there with the people where those referrals came from. Firm affiliation, you're seeing advisors making decisions as far as which firms to affiliate, why it's the best reason, and hearing from other advisors, you know, not from the firm itself, hearing from people who are actually in the seats and what they're doing, and in an unbiased way, that it's not everyone affiliated with the same firm. It's open, it's agnostic from a firm affiliation standpoint. There's just been and then just sharing of simple tools and resources. We have advisors sharing templates for client questionnaires for financial planning. And what's so cool, one example, before we even got into any of this, that I guess kind of gave me the epiphany of that I thought this could work. An advisor handed me the client service model that they were using. And a day later, emailed me an updated version and said, oh, by the way, when you share that with other advisors, make sure you use this one because it's more updated than the one I gave you the day before. You think of our industry historically, there's so many people that would try to hide something like that and keep it, you know, this competitive nature, the anti-abundance, try to keep these things to themselves. And here was an advisor who not only was willing to share, but was willing to, you know, share the update. And what's even cooler is in sharing that document, that material, other advisors came in and made it even better and shared it across the community. So another principle is learn from everyone, follow no one. There's no one right path. Everyone is an individual, can do things their own way, but there are ways to learn and grow with others. And that's a big part of what we're trying to do.
You make me think of so many stories of when we run across folks that don't have that abundance mentality, John, and I know there's a million stories about this, but I've had wholesalers, and wholesalers can be some of my best resources in terms of intel and introductions and doing joint events. And I've had a couple I've run into, and one in particular, I had sat down with an advisor who needed to retire, and I helped him figure out like roughly what I, based on industry standard, the valuation of his business would be. And this wholesaler was mad at me because I had shared with the advisor what their practice might actually be worth. And he was going to try to get a deal, you know, for a team that he was going to introduce this guy to. And I just sat on the phone with him like, what? Like, and you're mad at me for telling him the truth that he could go look up on the internet. It's not proprietary information. Or the teams, John, that want to keep their advisors, their team members from going to conferences or participating in groups where they hear these things, because what if they hear something that they like and they leave? Are these the stories that you hear, the things that turn people away from participating in Good Advisors Finish First?
Yeah, I could go on and on. There was one wholesaler, and as we've put this community together, I've tried to be very, very deliberate. Like right now, I'm personally vetting everyone who joins. At some point, we'll need a more scalable model. But for now, I just want to be really, really careful in terms of how open we go with it. But there are, as you mentioned, some incredible wholesalers and you know, great partners out there that can support and really understand things. And one of them I had invited and tried to get in the community because I know this person very well. I thought would be a good fit. It definitely adds a lot of value to the advisors that he works with. He didn't join the community. And the reason was the firm he works for has an agreement with a particular broker dealer that does not allow cross-pollination with other broker dealers. And he was concerned that that could be flagged, right, with his firm. And I don't blame him. In his shoes, I probably would have operated the same way. This is the balance, right? In his shoes, I probably would have operated the same way. But I look back to that firm that wants to try to pull the wool over the advisor's eyes, like, hey, you can't be part of this community because you might learn what else is out there. Like, that's such an antiquated, backwards way of that won't exist. It can't exist in the future. There won't be a way to try to hide from transparency. So, you know, I've said this before as well, like good people finish first. It's inevitable. All we're doing is shortening the race. We're just trying to get there a little bit quicker. And so, I don't know, that's a telling story. It's, I guess, kind of sad that wholesaler experience where they're like, oh, let's try to, you know, bias or stack the deck a little bit. It's unfortunate that still exists.
And yet I think we all have those stories. And I think you're right. Those people sort of self-select out of groups like this because they don't want their competition to know the secrets. I'll pause us there and we will be back in just a moment.
Learn how a goal-based approach redefines 21st century investment with our Wealth Management Certified Professional designation. Bring your value to a new level at theamericancollege.edu/WMCP.
Get a must-have mark of excellence with a program whose students pass their exams at rates well above the national average. Set yourself up for success in the rest of your career with our CFP Certification Education Program. Learn more at theamericancollege.edu/CFP.
And we're back, John. Let's pick up where we left off. So I guess along that line, John, you have folks that are competing against each other. I'm going to put that in air quotes in this group. they don't feel like they're giving away the secrets, that somehow they're giving a competitive advantage to another advisor, another recruiter, another wholesaler because of the information or discussion that's being shared in this group?
So there's a number of things that we're doing that I believe are different than what else is out there. And I believe that there's a need and there's an opportunity to put some of these things in place. And one of them is giving 100% control to the end user. So that's, again, beyond the industry, but certainly in the industry, one of the big issues that I still see is the clients or the advisors are treated as a product. If I'm, you know, earning revenue in so many different ways from so many different places, but I'm trying to represent that, hey, I'm going to do what's in the advisor's best interest. Well, why are you not taking care of your shareholders? Like, I mean, is that truly the case? And so part of what we're doing is trying to take away even the possibility of kind of selling out that end user. End users have 100% control of their experience, so they can choose, pick and choose what they share, who they share it with. And something that has definitely come into much clearer focus as we've gotten going is it's not just this broad open collaboration, because again, we're trying to attract advisors from different affiliations, different size offices, different types of offices, this very wide array. So it can get pretty busy, but the individual advisors have the opportunity to customize their experience. And so what we're trying to do is drive down toward these masterminds that the advisors select for themselves. So if they want to be part of a particular mastermind that is set up with advisors of a similar practice size or whatever it happens to be, whatever commonality, they can do so. And a big part of it is whittling things down to a smaller and smaller group. And we talked about some of the benefits and the value. I mentioned those CPA referrals in New Jersey. Those referrals weren't given to that post. They happened in individual one-on-one conversations. So this whittling down process gets tighter and tighter and tighter. So there's nothing wrong. I mean, in some cases, you may not be comfortable sharing everything with the group. That's fine. You don't have to. But the idea of what we're trying to do is, you know, we can get to this point of mentorship and accountability, and it may all go all the way down to one-to-one and maybe not even over the phone, face-to-face, where you find those mentors, you find those relationships, those accountability partners where you are comfortable fully being vulnerable and sharing the entire story.
That's such a beautiful guiding, I think, philosophy for a community and what a community is supposed to do, right? It's supposed to be a place that you can go and kind of cut out all the people that might not be aligned with what you think, believe, want to accomplish, right? That's probably why organized religion exists in some ways, right? We're heading towards this community of folks that we know automatically when we show up at this meeting that they believe similar things to us, that we have similar values. And you've mentioned, you know, a few of those sort of guiding principles. So I guess, John, I believe that there are these good people in the industry. I know many of them. Weirdly, we had a lot of the same people that I think we would have put in that category when we found each other. You've talked about approaching entities, right, or larger groups versus these individual advisors or people. Are we going to be able to get them as entities to buy into this?
Eventually, yes. I'm 100% sure that this concept, this philosophy, that this is going to happen. It's inevitable. The only question is, how long is it going to take? Again, with the lights fully on in a fully transparent environment, bad can no longer exist. So people, entities, enterprises trying to hide behind these arbitrary walls, they will no longer be able to do so. We don't have any formal agreements or partnerships or anything today, but I'm having conversations with anybody and everybody who will pick up the phone. And one, I don't say bad example, but I had one person, as I was telling the story, showing everything that we're doing, this person said to me, well, John, if you don't want to tell me everything, I understand. I'm like, dude, I'm telling anybody who will pick up the phone everything. Like, this isn't something that we're trying to hide. We're putting it out there. And in doing so, there are some enterprises that I'm talking to that are leaning forward. Now, we talked about finding a balance. You know, can they fully lean in or not? You know, we're going to have to figure that out and see. But progress over perfection, it is moving in the right direction. I believe we'll inevitably get there. And based on the conversations that I've been having, I don't think it's unrealistic to think that by the end of the year, the buy-in will be there, whether we actually align or not. The buy-in will be there with multiple enterprises formally to try to take part in what we're trying to do.
I'm excited about it. Like, I, again, believe there are individuals and we find each other in whatever industry or place that we're at. And so it'll be interesting to see if we can get to that point at an institutional firm level of, can they buy into this transparency? And if we just put everything out on the table, then it's truly competitive, isn't it? Isn't that really more competitive than the way that we function with each other now?
Well, and again, this abundance, everybody gets better together. And if you do it right, long-term, finish first, everybody wins. Advisor wins. The firm wins. The client wins. Everybody wins if you do it right.
I love it. John, how do we get involved? How can we support the cause? Do we get buttons? Where's my jacket?
Yeah, we're going to get all kinds of swag eventually. So I did order some buttons. So again, hashtag good advisors finish first is a starting point. There are a number of people, and this is something I'm really trying to represent, is, you know, don't take my word for it. I can provide a list of current members that have this mentality, of a long list, and let the person, you know, kind of filter that list and see who they might feel comfortable talking to. So there's a number of ambassadors that are kind of carrying the banner, and you know, I'd certainly encourage people to talk to any of them. Reach out to us, info@goodpeoplefinishfirst.com is the email address. Website again is goodpeoplefinishfirst.com or goodadvisorsfinishfirst.com. That goes to the same place.
I love it. And if you'd like me to play myself in the movie version of your life, John, you just let me know. Because
as long as we get Will Ferrell to play me, that sounds good to me.
I'll call him up. Thanks, John. Thanks for sharing this with us. And we're really excited to see where Good Advisors Finish First goes before the end of the year and into the future.
Honored to have this privilege. Thank you, Lana.
For more episodes of this and other podcasts, visit theamericancollege.edu/podcasts. And don't forget to leave us a rating and review. This has been NextGen in 10, brought to you by the American College of Financial Services.